Chapter 21. A tongue lolled across the floor, sinuous and serpentine, reaching toward Glut. It was leathery and black, and trailing the heavy stink of rotting meat. He watched the tongue for a long time, hypnotized by its movements, before realizing that it was his. He coiled it back into his mouth, tasting the cold, alien flavor of the Blackstone. Then he looked down at the rest of himself. As the demon had promised, his feeble body was gone, replaced by something far more warlike. His legs were like slabs of cooled magma, dusty grey and covered in hard, overlapping ridges, like the plates of a crustacean shell, bristling with long, serrated spines. There were also more legs than there used to be, 7 to be exact, planted firmly on the ground and ending in blunt, ragged stumps. He reached down to tap one of them and saw that his arm was also changed. It unfolded with a series of clicks, extending dozens of joints. It was clad in the same rigid armour as his legs, and rather than a hand, it ended in a single scythe-like talon. He was crouched in the darkness at the edge of a pool. The pool was a ragged, puckered sore, marring the Blackstone's smooth floor. Rather than water, it contained a thick, puce-coloured substance that was lapping gently against hundreds of white eggs. Glut stood, his body creaking and groaning like an old door. He saw that he was surrounded by thousands of the eggs. They were all nestled in similar pools of dark red liquid, heaped in piles as far as he could see. He nodded in satisfaction. The demon was a good teacher. It had patiently taught him the obscure rituals and complicated chemistry required to nurture the virus. In one of these eggs would be the plague that would ruin Commander Ortegal. Glut studied the bizarre landscape in awe. His power was now so great that it had even transmuted the Blackstone Fortress. The walls and floor had split as the eggs multiplied, softening the hard-edged geometry of the space station, turning it into a lumpen, sagging garden. Where the red liquid had spilled from the sore pools, it had summoned weird protuberances from the Blackstone's floor, sending spirals of growth up into the air and draping the doorways with tendrils of fleshy purple vines. The growths burned with a vivid luminescence, driving back the Blackstone's darkness with pulsing emerald spores. It was a glorious sight, made all the more delightful by the impotent fury of the Blackstone. He could hear it from here, pummeling the cage Fluxus called the Cancrum, unable to break through as Glut's work took root. Glut heard splashing and grunting as something stirred in the pool next to him. He assumed it was an egg hatching and crouched down to look, his tongue unfurling, forgotten as it slapped down into the glistening mass. As he expected, one of the eggs was bulging and shifting. He plucked it from the pool with his talon and let it roll onto the floor. Rather than breaking, it started to grow, stretching over the shape that was trying to force its way out. Glut had seen countless eggs hatch, but none of them had behaved like this. Perhaps, finally, this was the one.
"Fluxus!"
he cried. The egg continued stretching until it was nearly a foot wide. Its shape distorted, and as the shell stretched, it grew thinner. It revealed the thing that was twisting and bulging beneath the surface. Glut gasped as he saw that it was a face. A human male face. Fat and jowly and grinning with excitement.
"Are you ready?"
the man cried, his voice muffled by the skin-like shell that was stretched over his mouth.
"Are you ready to be judged?"
Glut recoiled, feeling a deep sense of unease, just as Fluxus came splashing through the pools towards him. Just like Glut, the demon had changed during its time in the Cancrum. It was now a mountain of flesh, an olive-green sack of blubber and sores that waddled towards him on legs that were hidden beneath rolls of puckered fat. Fluxus loomed over the pool, its cavernous mouth hanging open as it watched the face in the egg.
"We're close now,"
cried the face. Glut knew, intuitively, what the man was talking about. Panic gripped him, and he plunged one of his talons into the egg. It burst with a moist squelch, revealing heaps of wriggling grubs, but no sign of a face.
"You said nothing could reach us in here,"
said Glut, turning to face the demon.
"I said the Blackstone would not break through."
Fluxus shook its head.
"I did not say men would not break through."
Glut looked past the demon to the ranks of hooded soldiers that were trudging around the pools, watching for any sign of newcomers.
"Then I have to make sure they never get here. He said they were close. Did you hear him?"
Fluxus smiled.
"We are prepared, remember?"
He waved at the silent, shadowy figures dotted around the garden. They were hazed by the banks of flies and spores, but Glut could still see that they were ready, guns loaded and gripped in their clammy fists. It was only now, as the plants bathed them in diffuse, pallid light, that he saw how numerous they were.
There were hundreds of masked guardsmen waiting beneath the dripping boughs.
Glut nodded.
"No one must get close," he muttered.
"No one will," smiled the demon.